Hey, Nate. You guys were able to, going into the Packers game, put together a nice run of sack-free games. I think it was a 2+ games. You guys, at least it appeared at times, occasionally struggled with protection against Green Bay. What are some of the things that you guys are looking to tighten up this week against San Diego and down the stretch through the rest of the regular season?
Well, I think sacks are only a small factor of our protection. I think keeping the quarterback clean and avoiding pressures and giving him space, I think those are all things that we always strive to do, and I think this week is no exception to that.
You guys have enjoyed some level of success with using an extra offensive lineman. Cameron Fleming has been utilized on a handful of occasions this year. As a tackle, what's that like to occasionally have another tackle next to you in terms of footwork, in terms of technique, in terms of preparation, and maybe the things that you need to be mindful of as opposed to some situations where you might not have another guy, another tackle next to you?
So you're asking what it's like having a tackle next to me?
Yeah. Working as a tackle, I know you're usually an end-of-the-line guy, and, you know, occasionally I know you'll have a tight end next to you, but I imagine it's a little bit different in terms of an overall playing style and an overall kind of a different approach if you have another tackle next to you as opposed to just a guy at the tight end.
Well, I don't know if it's a huge difference, but I know a lot of times they're bigger guys, so we'll get more movement or we'll get, you know, more, and they're used or more accustomed to doing double teams and that sort of thing. They might have to run the routes and everything, so they have more time to practice that. I guess that's the biggest difference.
Is it, I don't want to say is it easier, but is it, Does it make your job? How much does it change your job, basically? I guess the question I'm looking for.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it would change it. We have some great blocking tight ends, and I think that if they're in there, you know, they're labeled a tight end, or if it's a tackle in there, it's been pretty good, really, and it hasn't changed between the two of them.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, Nate. It feels like you guys really start to click after you named the same starting five that you had for about a month and a half now. How much of that success would you attribute to repetition and chemistry?
Yeah, well, I think that the chemistry definitely helps, and we've gotten a little bit more solidified there. But you got so many guys that can get plugged in, and no matter who's in there, we've really been able to do it. And I think we're all bought into a process of improvement, and I think that's been the key factor is not worrying, you know, it's not a pass-fail, it's a building process.
Earlier this week, Dan said that a lot of it came with trusting Brian. That's the word he uses. I have a lot of trust in Brian now. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I think we all have a lot of trust in each other, and he's certainly a part of that group. And I think as we go forward, that just builds as you have success, and you gain some trust with the guys next to you.
Does it get a little easier as the year goes on with Dave? When you get a new coach, it can never be easy on the offensive line, but the more and more you have, you go through game situations with him, you're coming off the sidelines, you kind of get into a groove?
I would say, yes, you get into a groove, but I would also say that the games will only get harder. I wouldn't say that they get easier, simply because the competition gets stiffer and things become tighter, becomes more important.
Thanks, mate.
Nate, I'm just wondering if you could comment on what you've seen from Cameron Fleming this year. And I would think that it's tough enough for a rookie, but to be in and out of the availability factor because of injuries adds into the mix with him and how he's responded to the adversity.
Well, I think Cameron's a great guy. I think that I haven't really got him down visibly to me. It seems like he continues to do the best he can to get healthy and to learn and to be a part of the system.
What do you remember about the learning process at this point in the year when you were a rookie? Is there anything that you can associate with what you're going through or pass on?
Well, it's a long, tough year, and I think that we all kind of go through that no matter what year you're in. And I think that it's an adjustment. I think that It's a matter of keeping your head above water sometimes as a rookie, and I think he's done a great job of that.
What's it been like as an offensive line group this year? Because typically you guys prefer to stay out of the public eye, and it seems like when you do a good job, people are asking you well, you're doing a great job, and some things haven't gone well. People are asking that as well. And does it feel a little different this year and perhaps uncomfortable that you guys have been in the spotlight so much?
No, I think every year is about the same. We don't want any of the glory. We don't want any of the, you know, any of that. We just continue to work, and I don't know what you exactly mean, but I think it's just, you know, it's not important to us.
Well, I guess what I mean is you're not an anonymous line, which is probably what you prefer to be. It seems like no matter what you guys do, you become much more publicly scrutinized.
Well, I didn't realize that. I guess I haven't paid too close attention to that.
On the internet.
How do I answer that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Hey, Nate. Hi, Nate. How are you doing? Thank you.
Hey, good.
Hey, Nate. The other day, Coach McDaniel talked about how how much respect he had for the San Diego defense, and he used the word aggressiveness of that unit. Is there anything that you can address about that style of defense that they are going to be throwing at you on Sunday evening?
Well, I'll say this. They put a lot of different guys in there, and they all play really hard, and I would say they are aggressive. I don't exactly know what he was talking about. I didn't hear what him say, but you might want to ask him for more details on that.
He had a lot of respect for the entire unit, but he in that context, he was talking about the front seven, even though he thought the defensive backfield also was very strong, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're certainly aggressive. I would agree with that.
Anything about keys or that you can talk about in layman language that, you know, you need to be looking out for in terms of their tendencies or...
Oh, well, I think there's a lot of that, and that's part of our preparation. That's what we've been working on. I think, you know, I don't know exactly what you're asking for on that.
Their tendencies to put pressure, send extra men in on an early down, perhaps, or anything of that nature.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to talk about the specifics of it.
Nate, we've seen Dwight Freeney for, you know, a number of years in an Indianapolis Colts uniform. Now he's out there in San Diego. He appears to be kind of more of a situational guy this year. I was wondering specifically what you saw from Freeney. Is he pretty much the same old guy that we've seen for a number of years? And what are some of the tendencies in his game that we should look out for on Sunday night?
Well, I think he's one of the guys that has that aggressive style. And I think every year he's played hard, and he's... really put a great effort out there. I think that's going to be a challenge, certainly, to go against him, and as well as all the guys that they put out there.